I told Brian that my introduction of Pastor Michael Williams would be a long one. So it's probably going to be longer than his sermon. So I met the pastor about 6-8 years ago. I was at a horrible, horrible place in my life. We were attending church here, but I was in a real bad desert place. I mean, a horrible, horrible place where I wasn't giving up on God or anything, but everything was so dry and so horrible. And it was just so bad for me. It was, nobody could know what it was like. And my wife went with a friend to a Bible study up in Dover at Pastor Mike's church by accident. They ended up there. And so she came back and she said, Dennis, she said, I don't know. She said, it just seemed like there's something there for you. You have to go up there. You have to meet these people up there. You have to meet them. She said, it's a very small church, but you have to meet them. And she said, I just know there's something there for you. I said, okay. So that Sunday, I took the kids and we went up to church there. And I was so blessed. So blessed. Oh. Then he invited me to an all-night prayer thing with Beth. And Scott Borders was there. And Mike Headley was there with us. He came up with us. We did an all-night prayer vigil until morning. We did that. And when we're done, he called me into his office and... he said, I want to talk to you. I only met him once or twice. And I said, okay. And so he called me in his office and he closed the door. That's always a bad sign. That's bad. And he says, a couple things transpired during the course of the prayer night. But anyway, he said, Dennis. And he grabbed me and he shook me. He says, when are you going to walk in the gifts and calling that God has for you? What are you doing? What are you doing with your life? Walk in those callings. Walk in those callings. And he shook me up and shook me awake. Yes. Yes. Yeah. And because of him, I was reborn again. 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 And brought back to life. He, after that, a couple months later, he had a church, I don't know what you call it, a gathering. And it was a gathering, it was called a prophet's luncheon. And he asked me to come and join it and be there. And there was probably about 20 of us there. There was people from Wilmington and Maryland and I... kept saying, what in the world am I doing here with these people? And it was the most anointed thing I've ever been to in my life, bar none. And at the end, we had luncheon, and they had a speaker, and the Holy Spirit was just all over me the whole time. And he said, at the end, he says, Dennis. I said, what? He said, come here. And he says, and he had the men all stand up, all these prophets from all over. He says, you pray for them. I said, what? He said, you pray for them, you. I said, he said, no, you. And he didn't take no for an answer. He made me pray for them. And his spirit fell. So good, so well. Yeah, beautiful. But to this day, it's still the most anointing thing I've ever been to in my life. And there was another one we went to the next year. Didn't you went up with me, didn't you, Aaron? Yeah, Aaron went. And we brought somebody else, and he said, my God, Dennis, he said, the anointing's so heavy. He said, we could go to the hospital now and empty that place out. I said, I know. I said, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like it. So, well, that's enough of an introduction. That's just man that you're going to meet today. He's really totally responsible for my being reawakened spiritually. So I owe him so much, so much. Would you give a Gateway Fellowship welcome? I'm the first one who gets to do this. To Pastor Michael Williams.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Would you indulge me for 1 second? Amen. We thank God for who he is. Amen. Amen. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. How great. Would you respond to the Holy Ghost by lifting up your hands? Is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Now, if it also, would you indulge me by putting those hands together and clapping them for Jesus? Listen. If that was for me, that would be good enough. But would you mind clapping your hands again for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Can I get a witness in this house this morning that you serve a great Savior who've done some great things in your life? Amen? Oh, I need somebody to give him a praise like he's really worthy. So now I may get a little bit loud and a little bit radical because I serve a radical God. Am I by myself? Amen. We give honor, amen, amen to you. And it's an honor to be at Gateway Fellowship, amen. And we thank my brother Dennis for that wonderful introduction, amen. We've become friends over the years and, you know, we give all glory to God. How about that? How about that, amen? Oh, yes, it's good to be an instrument in God's hands, but we give all glory and God and honor to him. Hallelujah. I'm excited about being here. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I am excited. And I want to say something initially. I thank God that, amen, this is Mother's Day. Amen. Okay. That's good. That's good. And I believe a mother's love is very close to the love of God. Amen. Mother's love is unrelenting. Amen. Unconditional. Amen. So would you stand, amen, all the brothers in the house, just stand and give honor, amen, to these wonderful women of God, amen? Come on, brothers, I need you to stand. Amen. Mothers, we honor you today, amen. I honor my wife, amen, who's here, amen. Bless the Lord. Amen, amen. Amen, my daughter, amen, and my grandbabies is here, amen. Glory to God. And we also give honor, amen, to Pastor Tim Miller in his absence, amen. And, of course, assistant pastor or a co-pastor, that is, Bob Acoff, amen. Bless the Lord. Give him a hand, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, if you would indulge me for another moment, let us go to the word of the Lord, if you don't mind, amen. I'm going to ask you to turn to Matthew chapter 14. This is a very familiar portion of scripture that we're going to read today. Matthew chapter 14. And as is a custom, amen, in our house, we're going to ask you to stand at the reading of God's word. Is that okay? Glory to God. I do feel the anointing of his spirit. Does anybody feel it? Amen. So we thank God. Amen. Without his anointing, amen, we're absolutely nothing. Amen. And we can do nothing without him. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 14, beginning at verse 13. I'm going to read it, and you're going to read with me silently. Amen. As I read. As we also say, if you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Matthew chapter 14. And when Jesus heard of it, he departed. I'm starting at verse 13 for those who are trying to follow me. Amen. When Jesus heard it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them. And he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the village and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they said unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them hither to me." Glory to God. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did eat, and they did, pardon me, all eat and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And when they had eaten, and they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. This morning, we're going to talk about the subject, little things in the hand of a big God. Would you mind looking at your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, we're going to talk about this morning little things in the hand of a big God." Now clap your hands and give him praise. You may be seated in his presence. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I need somebody to say hallelujah for me right there. There it is. Amen. We are living in this age of mega, right? We have mega churches. Amen. You can go to McDonald's right now and get a mega meal. Come on, somebody. And it seems like we've come to the conclusion that bigger is better. Amen. People want to know, well, how many members do you have? And they predicate the success of your ministry by the size of your ministry. Amen. But would you mind looking at somebody else and say, "But size doesn't always matter." Because we serve a God, amen, who can take the minute things and make them great. Can I get a witness? Now, the gospel of feeding the 5,000 is recorded in all 4 gospels. And I've kind of read them in harmony, bless the Lord. And there's Mark gives us one account, and then Matthew gives another, and then John gives another. And we're going to try to put it all together. We want to learn some lessons from the feeding of the 5,000. Is that all right? Amen. As we look at it together. Amen. So as we go back through the scripture, let's look at it together here. Now, Jesus could always draw a crowd. Amen. He never had a problem gathering a crowd. All he had to do was just be himself. Amen. Amen. And people followed him for various reasons. But in this account, amen, he wanted to prove something to them beyond from where he wanted to prove something to them, that is, amen, from a point of taking them to a place that they are to a place that he wanted them to be. Amen? So let's look at it together. So now, he had taught them whenever he wanted to manifest his glory, amen, amen, people would follow the glory of God, amen, amen. So we find here he preached to them, amen, and the words of Jesus is so powerful, amen, come on somebody, amen, that this particular crowd followed Jesus all day, listening to what he had to say all day. Amen. Amen. Without food. Amen. And it came to be evening time, and it was time for supper. And his disciples realized, well, Jesus, now this multitude has followed you all day in this evening time, and why don't you send them away now so they can go and buy some food and, you know, and refresh themselves. Amen. But Jesus said to them, send them not away. Amen. One lesson we want to learn here is that you just cannot minister to the soul of man without also ministering to the natural man. Amen. Amen. Lesson number one. Amen. And one count of feeding the 5,000. When his disciples, Jesus said to them, don't send them away. Don't send them away. But you give them something to eat. Amen. One count in the gospel says, his disciple says, Father, Jesus, listen, we only have this much money. How can we go and buy food to feed this great multitude? Let us be careful when Jesus asks you a question. Amen? Because when God asks you a question, there's something behind it. Can I get a witness? So, he said, you give them something to eat. Now, my brothers and my sisters, I feel him now. Amen. Here's the point. It's possible to walk with Jesus, talk with Jesus, amen, sleep with Jesus, amen, read about Jesus, sing about Jesus, and not really know Jesus. Can I get a witness? Amen. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. So now, he was testing him. And it comes a time, my brothers and sisters, when you and I, after we've learned so much about God, experienced so much about God, it's time for us to put something into action. Amen? It comes a time when the disciple must become the teacher. You understand what I'm saying to you? So in this particular first part, Jesus was testing his disciples. He said, you give them something to eat. And they kept looking at the natural part. Amen? See? You can walk with the Lord, amen, and can only be a natural experience, amen, amen. And if we're just, abiding in the natural experience, we will miss the move of God. Can I get a witness? Amen. So now, what God was doing, he was moving them from the natural into the super. He said, you feed them. You have been with me long enough, amen. You see my miracles long enough. Amen. You walk with me long enough. You feed them. Now, can I ask you a question? What has God given you that you're supposed to give somebody else? Amen. Amen. What has God equipped you with? Amen. That you're not supposed to distribute to somebody else? Amen. What has he done? Amen. You feed them. I can't feed them. We don't have enough because they were looking in the natural. Amen. Not realizing that the one who was more than enough was with them. Amen. Can I get a witness in this house? I said, can I get a witness in this house? How many serve the God of more than enough? And you got to realize, amen, that he is with you now. Amen. He's with you now. Amen. More than enough. Okay. You feed them. No. He said, well, what do you have? What do you have? And God is asking us today, what do you have? Amen. What do you have? Well, one account said, well, we done found a little boy. Amen. He has two fish and five loaves of bread. Lord, have mercy. But what is this among so many? Amen. What is this among? Well, Jesus wasn't nervous about that. Amen. He said, bring me what you have. And God is telling you and I today, amen, amen. Give to me what you have. Amen. I'll take it. I'll take it and I'll deal with it. Amen, somebody. Amen. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, what do you have to give God today? Because he wants it. He wants it. He wants it. Amen. All right. So, well, we done found two fish and five little, you know, we found a little boy had two fish and five little bread. You know, he must have had a good mama because, hallelujah, because she packed him a good lunch. Come, everybody else didn't have any lunch. Come on, but they found a little boy who had a good mama that made sure he had some lunch. Come on, somebody. Clap your hands and tell God thank you for that. Hallelujah. So he said, so bring me the two fish, bring me the five little bread. And God showed me the realm of blessing for multiplicity. Jesus took the five loaves of bread, the two fish, five loaves of bread. And the first thing he did, he looked toward heaven. Lord, have mercy. What? It may seem like what we have is insignificant. It may seem like who we are insignificant. But if we take it, amen, and we look to heaven, we take the gift that God has given us, what, amen, our talent, our skill, amen, no matter how minor it may seem in your own eyesight, no matter how minor it may seem to you, if you take your gift, if you take your calling, and you look to heaven with it, hallelujah, amen, look to the source, amen, amen. Many times we look to people to validate us. People to tell us that we're worthy. Amen. People to, stamp their approval on us. Amen. But I'm telling you, it's time not to look to man, but to look to heaven. Because what? Guess what? What man rejects, God accepts. Come on, somebody. And what man seems... what man counts as insignificant, God says, is significant. Come on, somebody. And what man says can't be done, God said, I'll take that and I will bless it and I'll make it more than enough. Amen. Amen. I need somebody to know that they serve a God who's more than enough. I need somebody to know today that you serve a God that's more than enough. I don't care what it seems like you have. I don't care what it seems like you don't have. We serve a God that's more than enough. Clap your hands and tell him, Lord, I thank you for being more than enough in my life. Hallelujah, somebody. I said, hallelujah, somebody. Now, see, I know I may come off a different way, but now I got to be myself. Is that all right? I said, is that all right? I serve a God, amen, who's more than enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And if we don't look to the economy, come on, if we don't look to our jobs, amen. If we look to heaven, amen, God will take what we have and bless it. I say he will bless it, amen. He will take that little thing and make it a great thing. I need somebody to give God praise right there. Hallelujah. So he took what he had. He looked to heaven with it. He presented it to the Father. Come on, somebody. And then he blessed it. The blessing part is the praise part. He made a sacrifice first. Amen. He gave it to God. And then he blessed it. He began to praise God. He began to bless God. Amen. 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 The blessing is the praise part. You understand what I'm saying to you? Amen. This is why we cannot come to the house of God and just be lackadaisical. This is why we have to lift our hands. Amen. Wow.
Wow. Well, come on, somebody.
A big God, amen. Come on, somebody. This represents the bigness of our God, amen. Now see, this is what they gave God. Hallelujah. This is what they gave God. This is what God gave back to them. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah in the house.
Amen.
He blessed it. That's why we got to come to the house of God and we got to bless God. Amen. Amen. That's why, amen, this can't be a lackadaisical church where we come to church and we look around and we listen to good music. Amen. And no. This is when we come to participate. We come to bless God. Amen. I said we come to bless God. Amen. We come to lift our hands. Hey, come on, somebody. Amen. I said we come to shout unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. Because hallelujah, I feel the anointing right there. I say we come to bless God. We come to shout unto God. Amen. Because amen, we want a blessing from God. Amen. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm alive in God. Can I get a witness? Amen. I refuse, amen, to go to a baseball game and have more fun than I have in church. Hallelujah. Amen. I refuse to watch some cars go around a track about 500 times. Hallelujah. Amen. And come to church. Amen. And not bless the Lord. Amen. Do you hear what I'm saying? You were designed to bless him. You were designed to give him glory. It's all right to lift your hands. I say it's all right to shout unto God. Amen. Because our God is an incredible God. And I didn't tell you today, he deserves an incredible praise. Hallelujah. Is it all right, amen? Hallelujah. Bless him. And then after he blessed it, amen, he gave it to the disciples to feed the multitude. Supernatural, amen? When I met Brother Dennis, amen, he was saved and still is saved. Amen. Amen. And there was a calling on his life. But the Lord showed me that he was still walking in the natural. Amen. When there was a supernatural calling on his life. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. We are just more than natural. The Bible tells us that we are born of the Spirit. So what that means is that we are more supernatural than natural. Amen. And Jesus performed a supernatural miracle. He took a fish, one fish, two fish, totally. He broke it. And then he gave it to his disciples. Amen. And then when he would break it, the fish would become whole again. Lord, have mercy. So he broke it again and he gave. And when he came back, it was a whole fish again. Come on. He broke it and then he gave. He broke it and he, come on, somebody. Amen. So it shows you our God is a God of supply. Come on, son. You hear me? I say he's a God of supply. Supernaturally, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I walk more in the spirit than I walk in the natural. Amen. Can I get a witness? Do I have a witness? Does anybody, have anybody had a supernatural experience with God? Supernatural. Let me see your hand. Supernatural with God. Supernatural. Amen. Because you're a supernatural person. Amen. Hallelujah. Break it. He gave. Now listen. The more he break, the more he broke it, the more it came back. Now, Jesus could have given it to the people himself. Amen. But he broke it and he gave it to his disciples. He said, now you give it to them. My brothers and my sisters, can I ask you a question this morning? What has God given you to give to somebody else? Because he's already sanctioned it by heaven. He's already blessed it. Amen. Now he's broken it off and he's given it to you. Do you not know all of us, amen, who are born into this kingdom are born with gifts and talents and an anointing? Amen. God has blessed you with that to give it back. I'm going to ask you another question. What has God given you that you need to give out to somebody else? Amen. That's the only way that the multitude are going to be fed. That's the only way that the earth is going to be filled with the glory of God. Amen. By what God gives to you and then by what you give to others. Can I get a witness? Amen. Amen. I said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell you about me. Amen. Let me tell you about me. I was saved when I was 16. Amen. My grandmother raised me. Amen. I didn't have the privilege like many of you have, amen, to have a mother and a father, amen, and to grow up in a functional family unit, amen. So you need to give God praise for that. Young people, I know your mom and your dad, they, you know, whatever. But you need to praise God for them, amen. Because you're living a blessed life when you have a mother and a father that cares for you, amen. But I didn't have that privilege, amen. I was brought up in what you might call a disadvantaged area, amen. But something wonderful happened in my life when I was 16. I got to know Jesus, amen. And there were many, amen, who knew my mother and my family that said, you know, Mrs. Williams, so your sons are just, you know, whatever. I actually told my mother this. Well, they will never amount to too much. Amen. See, never discount God. And if you don't get anything else from this message today, amen, never discount yourself as well. Amen. Because God can take the little that people discard. And in his hands, he can do some great things. You hear what I'm saying to you? He can do some great things. Now, when I was born again at the age of 16, spirit-filled at 16, I got a father. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? A father came into my life. I had a very horrible speech impediment. I mean, it's better now, but it was horrible. I mean, it would take me like, I couldn't go like, when Jesus heard it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place. It would take me 5 minutes to say that. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? But because God came into my life And I looked to heaven and I allowed God to bless me. Then he broke me. And now he's distributing me to come. You hear what I'm saying? I started out, amen. All through high school, people would make fun of me. You know, it was one time I was so terrified. I was so terrified because I was in 12th grade. I had to stand up and get a book report. I said, oh, Lord. What am I going to do? I can't. It's going to take me an hour to read a page. It's going to take me an hour. Amen. But I managed to get through it. See what I'm saying? By leaning on God. Amen. By leaning on God. By trusting in God. Amen. Amen. So now, God has taken me to some places. My God. People say I would never go. Amen. I'm not talking about here this morning, but this is a wonderful place to be before God's people. It's a wonderful place to be. Amen. But he's taken me to corporate boardrooms, and I've talked to presidents and stuff of colleges and things. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. That's because of what Jesus has done. Amen. Amen. He's taken the small. He's taken the insignificant. The things that men have rejected, the things that men say was too small, it's been blessed in the hands of a big God. Amen. In the hands of a big God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we give, this morning, we give all glory and all honor to God. Amen. For the things that he has done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you probably used to point A, point B, and three poems. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. But here's the bottom line to this message today. Amen. Don't let anyone deter you, stop you. Amen. Cast your aside and say, God can't use you. Amen. Amen. Because God will take what man rejects and multiply it and make it great. Amen. Amen. As we look to our God today, amen, we know he's more than able, more than capable. He will, he can, and he will. You know, it's something, amen, to have the ability to do something. But it's another thing to have a willingness to do it. God can and God will. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, our God is a big God. I may be small in his sight. But if I look to the Lord. Amen. I look to heaven. Amen. Not to man. If I look to heaven and I bless him, he gonna multiply me. Amen. And everything about me, amen, he gonna multiply, amen. Give God a praise like he's worthy. I said, give God a praise like he's worthy. Stand to your feet and give God a praise like he's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's more than enough. More than capable. Hallelujah. Anybody know he is? Somebody say, I say, I may be little. Come here, baby. Amen. I may be little, but I'm big in God. Come on, somebody. I serve a big God who can do big things. Amen. He can multiply. He can increase in the name of the Lord. Give him a praise. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Mike. Thank you. if the worship team will come forward. We'll go into our prayer time. If you need prayer, if you're feeling insignificant about stuff, please come up for prayer. If you feel like there's something in your life that should be moved and you need it shifted, come up front and we'll pray. Yeah. Okay, this is from the Lord. There's a mother-daughter thing out here somewhere where forgiveness is needed. I don't know whose side is what. There's a mother and a daughter where forgiveness is needed. Come forward for prayer.
Sometimes what we got to take to God, what we have to offer God, is not pretty. Amen. So I'm sitting back there and I'm listening and I'm thinking, God, what do I got to offer? God, this morning I got to offer anger. Jesus. I said, and I'm hearing this. I'm saying, okay, I'm going to offer you my anger. He broke it, guys. He broke it. And what did he replace it with? He replaced it with forgiveness.
Yes.
Okay. So here's what I got to share. If after the first murder, the blood of the dead man cried out from the ground for justice to our God, and God heard that cry from the dead, how much more, right? Those of us who are walking day by day under the mercy of our Lord and crying out for justice, how much more does God hear us, guys? Come on. Yes. Offer what you got, whether it's pretty, no matter what it looks like. Offer it. He's going to break it. Now I can go out of here, and I can keep forgiving. I can forgive again. Again, I didn't think I could again. I can do it again. 70 times 7, more. I can do it because of his mercy. Thank you.
Amen. If there's anybody else that needs forgiveness or in a situation where forgiveness should be applied, please come up for prayer. Don't let this slide. This is big. This is God calling. Don't let this pass. Okay? Get prayer. And I'd like to bless all the mothers out there. Thank you. Thank all of you. Thank you. Come up for prayer, please.
Let's stand.